following was produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated in Memphis, Tennessee.
Hello, my name is Rick Cheddar, and this is From Radioland.
Greetings, salutations, hello, how's it going? Welcome to another episode from Radioland, from the home office in Memphis, Tennessee. I guess that's my new thing now. This is a couple of times I've done from the home office. Well, it is, quite literally. It's Studio A, the original home of Radio Memphis, back in the early days, the early history of this radio station. We actually broadcast from this room. This room being a former bedroom of the house that my wife and I reside in the historic Cooper Young District. We were here for, I guess, about 3 years or so. It seems like it wasn't that long ago, really. I mean, we've moved over to the other building 4 years ago this month, and it just seems like it was just eons that in this room was an actual running radio station, and now it's a production facility, and for all intents and purposes, it's what it is, and it's delightful. I have the room back now, and I can do with it what I want. and in that time, you know, I've got a new pair of headphones, and I couldn't part with my old ones. They've been through so much with me. They're just kind of worn out. They have a little short in them. I have to hold my head certain ways sometimes. I have to put them on. I have to, you know, there's like a, I don't know. It's one of the ears will kick out every once in a while, but it's I love them so much. And as I mentioned, we've been through so much together. I've had these on my head since I was, at one point, I guess I had them when I was doing the afternoon show at the other station, and then I went over to mornings and I had them as well. These cans have been through a lot. They're tremendous, and we got them replaced. Our general manager at Pirate Radio Studios, Diana Fryer, wanted a pair of these cans, so she did something very, very kind, and she got two pair, and one of them was for her, one for myself. She knew I needed some new headphones, so that's awesome. It was very kind of her to do that. Oh, gee, what kind of headphones are you using here, bro? These are Koss. They come from the Koss company. They are Pro 4AAs. I dig them. They've been around since the 60s. They're durable. They're often very heavy. They've made an improvement in them, I've noticed, because my new pair aren't nearly as heavy, but they sound so damn good. They're absolutely delightful. And they've upgraded some of the construction in them, so I can't complain. They're wonderful set of cans. They're uglier than Homemade Sin, but I don't care. It's not about the looks. I'm not here to look good for you people. No shit. That's why you got a face for radio, bro. I know, right? But these are good. If you're an audiophile, if you like listening to the music, I recommend them. They're not paying me for this. There's not an endorsement deal on this, although it would be nice if they would like to. It would be wonderful. They're over-the-ear phones. They've got a steel band that goes from headpiece to headpiece there, so there's none of that plastic business that's going to break. You know, I mean, they're durable. They're meant for long-term usage. They're studio headphones. And what's nice about them is that if you, like I mentioned, if you're a big music file, you can put these on, and there's no need for noise canceling because they fit you so snugly that they drown out everything around you. You can set a hand grenade off behind me, and I probably wouldn't know it as long as I didn't have a microphone hot. But nevertheless, they're great. That's good stuff. So, at any rate, you know. Enough of that business here. What was I going to get? Oh, yes. I had a sandwich before I came on, before I came into the studio here to record this week's episode. I know it doesn't seem like a whole, you know, it's like an earth-shattering moment. Well, you had a sandwich, so what? I did too. But as I was having this, actually, as I was assembling said sandwich, it occurred to me that there would be probably a very good number of you that would probably find it horrifying what I ate. What? What is this that you're talking about? It's quite simply this. I had a sardine sandwich. I know some of y'all's skin just probably, you know, crawled a little bit, you know, made your teeth itch some. Look, sardines are delicious. Yes, they smell. They're fish, for Christ's sakes. They're packed in water. They're delicious. They're packed with nutrients. They're good for you. I'm not going to be that guy. But I do enjoy them. And some people say, well, this is such an effort. No, it's not. You open the tin, you drain the water out of it, you make you a sandwich, and away you go about your day. And they're perfect for that. You know, I got the hankering for something, you know, so I had a sardine sandwich. For those of you that are interested in the rest of the components of said sandwich, were the sardines, mayonnaise, and mustard, some sliced up jalapeno. Fresh, none of that pickled stuff, and a little cheese. I'll tell you another way that I've learned to make the sandwich, and this is, you know, it's food time with Rick here at the old program. Toast just some bread, right? Toast up some of your favorite sandwich bread, you know, however you like it toasted. On one piece, put some mayonnaise on it, and on the other piece, put some butter on it, right? Yeah, right. Follow me there. Meanwhile, while all that's doing on, in a small skillet, put your little olive oil in it, and throw in some arugula, and just wilt it. You know, get it good and, you know, oily, but, you know, just wilt it a little bit where it's kind of warmed up and it's beginning to wilt. And right about that time, it's beginning to wilt. Pull it out of the skillet, and put it on the piece of bread that has the mayonnaise on it. Then you get a can of sardines in oil. It's fine. The vegetable oil, it's not going to hurt you. Sometimes I put them in an olive oil. Take it out of there and just kind of, you know, shake some of the oil off of the fish, and put that on the buttered side of the bread, or the buttered piece of bread there. Put that thing together, cut it in half, girl. That is some good eating right there. But as I go back to that, you know, that's my taste, and you don't have to be impressed by that. I'm just sharing that with you for those of you who do like sardines. That it occurred to me that it became a perfect metaphor about how divisive we as a society have become. And it's not just have become. We always have been. We're a pretty decisive bunch. You know, there are those out there who find sardines to be probably the single most disgusting thing on the planet. I don't know. Yeah, they smell. Yeah, they stink. But that's okay. But they don't taste like they stink. That's the beauty of it. But I can sit here and try and sell you on this all damn day long. And it's not going to matter. If you don't like them, you don't like them. And it's like the same thing with the mayonnaise and Miracle Whip people. There's a whole school of argument, and we've actually done this on the air. That you could start do it on social media. I'm not going to do it. I'll let you do it. Type in the word on Facebook. Type this in: mayonnaise or Miracle Whip? ? And that's all you have to post. And watch what happens. Just watch what happens, and you'll see a whole argument, and it's. And it says a lot about who we are as people. This is not a bad thing. There are those, I know, I get it, I understand it. You know, right now in our country, we're a pretty divisive bunch, although it seems to be becoming a little more cohesive now. You know, if I tell you that I think that the guy in the White House is a complete moron, I'm not the only one who has uttered this phrase, apparently, since apparently the Secretary of State has done so as well. But it's caused... Since January of this year, since January 2017, there has been all sorts of consternation about this guy that's the president. And there's those that who, like, they're really supportive of him, which is fine. Be supportive. It's your business. I don't like the guy. I think he's a complete waste of time. And by that very statement right there, I probably lost some listeners. That's just that's how divisive we are. Hell, I may have lost listeners over the whole sardine incident, but that's what we have become. And it's not just politics. Politics is part of it. And I'm not going to go on any further about the political aspect. We can argue all we want to. It just seems to me, though, that statement I made about the president, there's about, 70% of you that agree with me across the nation. So it's got that going for me. It's a pretty safe assumption I could say that, and most of you would probably be in agreement with me. But would you get down into things about, you know, those who eat sardines or are repulsed by them or not? But here's what makes it, you know, it was Lincoln that said it, a house divided cannot stand. I think he was wrong. I really do. I'm not saying that we should embrace our divisiveness. But I think we should accept it, and we should accept it for what it really is. You know, look, for the most part, we're all pretty decent people. I'd like to think that. I really would like to think that most of us are all fairly decent people. We all strive, or at least we want to, do the right thing when we can. Some people will shun that. They'll run from it because some people would rather do the wrong thing before they would do the right thing, which is kind of upsetting, really, if you think of it. But I think overall, most people that I've encountered in my life are fairly decent human beings. Yes, there are exceptions. There are plenty of assholes out there. There's a whole archetype of assholes. I've done a whole thing about this particular topic on a recent episode of this show, and there's no sense in rehashing this. Having said that, though, a majority of people, strangers, are fairly decent human beings. You could probably be okay if you went into a strange place that you've never been to before, and you don't know a single soul in this particular place, and if you got sick or something happened to you, there would be somebody there, a good number of people there, that would probably do the right thing and do what it took to take care of you. I think that's a pretty safe assumption to have. That doesn't mean that you can't be divisive about it. Not everybody shares the same opinions about certain things. And that's what I think, and you know, upon reflection upon assembling said sandwich, I came to that conclusion that, you know what, that's what really makes humans such a fascinating thing. It's a fascinating topic. It's the social mores, the norms that we see. Not everybody is going to agree with everybody, and thus we shouldn't. This, I think, is the fuel that drives our society. This is what makes all of us as humans around the world. And you don't have to bring into a country into this aspect, but I'm talking about people all over the world. We have to have that difference, and it's important. Because without it, we wouldn't have anything to talk about. there's going to be those who are going to agree with a lot of some of the things that you're thinking of, or some of the things that you like. And then there's going to be those who don't. But that's okay. The real decent thing to do is to accept that and to try and understand it. Understand where that person is coming from. It makes things a little difficult when you're talking about people in the White House, such as it is. But look, you and I aren't in control of any of that, and there's nothing we can do about it except be noisy if we wanted to. It's okay. It's fine. But it's okay to embrace our differences. That's the cool thing about people. I work in showbiz. I'm in the entertainment industry, and when you work in the entertainment industry, you are exposed, by nature of being in it, you are exposed to 1,000 different forms of entertainment, 1,000 different musicians. You know, I know a lot of guitar players, and they're all unique amongst themselves. You know, some are very, very good. Some have devoted their lives to that instrument. Some are kind of just starting out a little bit, but they're gaining on it, and they feel competent and they feel comfortable with their play. That doesn't mean that one's necessarily better than the other, especially when it comes to their music. One might be, say, a blues player. Another one might be a rock and roll guy. It's different styles. You may not like blues. That's okay. That's part of it. I personally don't like country music, especially the new stuff that has come from that town east of here, Nashville. I just don't like what's coming out of there. I can't really argue it, though, because it sells records. I know there's people that agree with me on this, but at the same time, how can you argue with that? Because they sell a lot of records. There's a lot of people that like that music, and they buy. That's why they keep making it.
Why do they keep making it if it sucks so bad?
It's a good, valid question. I mean, sardines are disgusting, you know, but they sell a shitload of them. So somebody's liking them, and it's not just me, you know, eating all of it. it's how that is. And when it's a matter of being different and embracing that, because when you have differences, all of a sudden you learn. And that's what I've talked about that before. You should always go through the world with some type of an open mind. I have mentioned this before. You should travel. Did you know that traveling kills ignorance? Which is good. I don't know. Maybe I've started a fight. Maybe I've started a war. I do not like ignorance. I just I refuse to be a part of it. I don't appreciate it. I don't like it. I think ignorance is a it's ridiculous. It makes no sense. Why would anybody be ignorant? Because there's no reason to be. That's why. There's no excuse for it. Ignorance can be fixed by education, by reaching out and learning something, going places, going to see. Well, I'll never. You don't like it here. You can go over to another country, man. Look, I've been to other countries. I'm fine with them for the most part. You know, I've been all through Europe. I've been to Canada. I've been to Mexico. I've traveled a bit. I've been down through the islands in the Caribbean. I have seen what this is. What the human condition it is. And sitting there going, well, I don't like those people because they're different. that's kind of a shitty way to go through life there, Junior, because you don't need to do that. When you go out and you meet people and you go see how they live their lives and see how things are different, you don't have to agree with them, but it's important to see it, to understand it. Now you have a reason to not like them or like them, or you find out that your own personal argument is wrong. I know I'm sounding a little preachy today, but, you know, come on, man. It's a matter of standing and facing our own weaknesses. And so, you know, when Lincoln said that a house divided cannot stand, I don't agree with that. I think that was a way for him to politically get his, you know, get Congress together to get things done at that time. But it's never been together. It's always been divisive. It's always been separate. That's really, I think, that's the pillar of human understanding, is that we kind of have to be. We have to be different, you know? You just don't be a dick about it. That's the hard part, see? You know, it's like, you know, I've never understood terrorism, whether it's domestic or not. I've never understood it because it all it does is it leads itself to, hey, you don't like what I'm doing or what I'm thinking or how I'm feeling. I'm going to kill you. That makes no sense to me. And they always justify it by saying that it was their God that told them to do that. Now, I'm not going to get into religion either yet here, but there's no need to, because I think we're all pretty, you know, those of us that listen, or those of you who listen to this program, who give your time to it, which is delightful. Thank you so much for that. Those of you who do that understand that those differences are important. And you know, getting into the religion thing, it's just silly. It really is. Because a lot of people don't. I mean, you could be religious if all you want. Just, you know, whatever you want to do. But it's never been a point of going out and trying to convince people that your religion is right and theirs is wrong. Now you're creating a society of like-minded people, and that's not necessarily the same. However, having said that, there are those that you should become, you know, it's okay to associate yourself with people who think like you. Makes conversation a little different, a little simpler, I should say, a little easier. But it's okay to be different too. I mean, that's the beauty of it. It's the whole thing about it. And if we talk about, you know, hey, we're all just a bunch of divisive animals fighting each other. On the surface, that's what it seems like. But I think what's happening is that, and I could be wrong in this, I do think that this debate that we're having, this ongoing debate and argument that goes on about politics or whatever, it's about ourselves as different and unique individuals. And I think there's a good side to this, and I'm not trying to find the silver lining in a cloud here. The idea is that perhaps we'll learn something about ourselves throughout all of this. That's what kind of makes it work, I think. It's worth it on my end. But Lord knows, I haven't met a single human being, including myself, that has ever been correct about every single thing or thought or opinion that they've ever had. The person doesn't exist. It's fantasy. It doesn't happen. You know, hell, computers make wrong decisions all the time. So there's that. Nevertheless, you do what you can do to try your best to be as decent and civil and understanding. And I think that's what's happening. So that's a pretty good thing here, I guess. I'm not trying to be overly optimistic so much. I'm just trying to point out that, you know, it's okay to be different. It's okay to be it's okay to not have the same thoughts that other people have. Just don't be an asshole about it. Just be agreeable. You know, if you're agreeable all the time, then that's a problem. But, you know, that's why there's nothing worse. And you see these people. Oh God, we all have those friends in our lives who are suck-ups, brown-nosers, ass-kissers in the job, you know. Well, they'll do anything because they're afraid of their lives, that the boss is going to, you know, come down upon them. You know, we've all done it. Hell yeah, we've all done it. We've all done it to make sure that we're okay. So we're always seeking that some type of approval of somebody else because perhaps our opinions are different or our styles of doing something may be different. So we try and seek that approval because we don't want to get the boss mad because we're trying to, you know, protect our job, whatever the case may be. I tell you what, though, being on the receiving end of that is not fun either because it's like, okay, look, calm down. Calm down. Just do what needs to be done. Be creative about it, you know. Don't be such an ass. Don't be a brown-nosing suck-up. It doesn't particularly matter at all. Just be cool. Be sweet. It's just that simple, right? All right. So on that, coming up, we've got a tune that we're going to play for you, and we'll wrap it up for this episode from the home office here from Radioland. But first, there's this.
Here's what's coming up on the next episode from Radioland with Rick Cheddar.
I get it. I understand it. I don't have to like it. And I know, and here's the thing. Those of you here in Memphis that are listening to this understand this. That's the worst part about it. You know it. Oh, yeah, Rick's got a point. He's absolutely correct about these things because, you know, we do suck as an audience. Uh-huh. And when you do want to go out and you find out, oh, it's a cover charge? What? Oh, my God, it's a $5 cover charge? Hey, man, can you get me in for free?
It's $5. Pay the fucking cover.
It's just like that. It's $5. $5 cover. It's ridiculous. Should be more than that, quite frankly. But, you know, you can't get them to pay that as it is.
For previous episodes, go to radio-memphis.com. To download episodes to your mobile device, search the show in iTunes, player.fm, stitcher.com, Pocket Cast, or tune in. And now, here's more with Rick Cheddar from Radioland.
This is kind of odd. It's kind of uncomfortable. I made a mistake. It doesn't happen often in Radioland, but I did. You won't hear it, hopefully. If I've done my homework, it should be okay. I misannounced. Is that a thing? I fucked up. I actually had to edit something out of this program. Thank God I caught it during the taping. I mentioned the wrong band for this episode. I clipped it out of the first part of it because I mentioned it earlier, and I just clipped all of it out. And then I did the rest of the show. And didn't even think about it. And then it occurred to me, ah, damn, I'm off because we've expanded our production around here. We're doing things. I have notes, for God's sake. You would think I would have done this, but no. I should see. This is why I don't like going into anything prepared.
What? You don't like being prepared?
No, I don't like being prepared for things. I can wing it. I can handle it. I'd rather not, but I can. I don't mean that. I was at a function recently. I was the MC of an auction fundraiser. There was a picture, it was on my Facebook page of the immigrant and our dog Duke, and we went to this. It was over the track. It was a fundraiser for the Greyhound, the Mid-South Greyhound thing. Look for their banner at radio-memphis.com. Will that work? And there was this last second change in this whole thing about having to do a presentation regarding, I don't know, whatever it was, how the money gets spent or something to that effect. And they came in and they go, "You're doing this." I went, "No, I'm not. I'm going to be on stage for 2 hours doing an auction thing. I'm not even prepared for that." And they go, "Well, we got kind of a script here." I said, "You don't want me working with a script? That would be just wrong." So I got the finance guy to do it. Well, it talks about money. He's in finance. He understands that stuff better than I do. So it actually worked out. So anyway, what is the song? Just shut up, Rick. Let's play the music. Yes, I have brand new music here from Radio Land. You've heard these guys before on this show in another episode. This is the band Pangea. Pangea, of course, is a longtime friends of Radio Memphis. A great group of talented musicians, and they've got a brand new record out. It's called Tales from the Afterlife. You thought I was going to go Tales from the No-Tell Motel. That was the one before this. This is a new collection of songs. And we're going to play one of them. It's called Under My Skin. Yes, it's Pangea from Radioland.
It's so confusing, words and moving. The plans of killing deep under my skin. It's standing for the path I'm taking in. Over and shaking, breathe out and breathe in.
About that, Pangea, P-E-N-G-E-A. Is it supposed to be Pangea? No, it's Pangea. I've already made that joke with them. They're very sweet. There's a reason. Just go follow them. Pangea. Under My Skin, brand new record, Tales from the Afterlife is the name of the collection of songs. They're fun. They're great. They play some here in Memphis. If you happen to be in town, you can find them playing somewhere. They're good. And very sweet people. We love them to death. So there you go. New music here from Radioland. We've been getting a bunch of it in, as of late. We'll just kind of, you know, we'll play them here every once in a while. You know, it's kind of, you know, kind of what we do. So there it is. You heard what's coming up next time on the old program. I'm done. I've had about as much of this as I can stand for a moment. So once again, thank you so much for your time. Please share the show if you like what you heard. Tell everybody if you didn't like it. Whatever. That's okay too. You can have that point of view. So there. Be different. Be decisive, by God. Argue with everybody. It's okay. So we'll see you next time. Until then, though, take care of yourselves and take care of one another. And, you know, for God's sake, stop shooting each other. Okay? We'll see you next time. I'm Rick Cheddar, and this has been From Radioland.
Rick Cheddar from Radioland is produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated, Memphis, Tennessee. All music performed during this episode was used by permission. No part of this program can be rebroadcast or used in any other way except by written consent. For bookings and other inquiries, you can write the show by sending an email to radioland@pirateradiostudios.com. For more, go to radio-memphis.com.